I know exactly what my husband is thinking. Oh, she's coming down off the pulpit. This is the way I like it, to be among the people when I deliver God's message to you. So I hope you don't mind. You're a little bit further away from me. Yeah? What a weird gospel reading for me to give on my first time with you at St. Paul's. What is she going to say to us that we don't already know? We are to cut our hands off, we are to cut our feet off if it affects us. My first time with the people in Nashwaak, I gave them one lesson, that they have to remember to do when they read any passage from the Bible. And that is that they must always look for the text behind the text. Have you ever heard that? Because if you don't do that, you are going to take everything literally that is written in the Bible. If ever there was a time for that scripture reading to be read in the United Churches of Canada, it is today. Not today, Sunday the 27th, but today in the year of 2015, when many of us are saying to ourselves, what shall we do to attract more people into our churches? Yes? The disciples went out, and the disciples heard people trying to relieve others of the demons that were inside them. And they came back to Jesus and reported it. And what did Jesus say? That we should not stop them. Because those who does anything in my name, in Christ's name, cannot say evil against us later. At this time, I would have asked the people in Nashwaak, did you actually read the gospel last week leading up to today? And some would put up their hands shyly, and others would keep their hands close to their laps. And those are the ones who forgot to read the gospel. Because every week, I give them the gospel reading the Sunday before, right? When Jesus tells us that we are to open our arms to the people of who proclaim that they are Christians, but who have not been coming to church regularly, Jesus is telling us, open our churches, open our doors, and don't forget to welcome them in. Yeah? But Jesus goes on to tell them, we are not to put stumbling blocks in front of them. And many of us have taken it literally to cut our hands off if our hand offends us. Now I'm going to give you another lesson here. And what I want to say to you is that if we think of our hands metaphorically, We are talking about the things we do with our hands. Yeah? The things we do with our hands. Some of us are gifted in writing, in doing crafts, in making pickles and jellies and stuff like that. But if we are going to use our hands for negative things, like stealing, like abusing, then we are to cut those thoughts away from our thoughts, because those are wrong thoughts. Okay? If our feet offend us, cut it off. Many times we have to follow a route, a pathway. And sometimes the pathway leads us in different directions that we should not take. In one of my visits to Mexico, I went to a town called Zacatecas, which is the town which was started by the Franciscan monks ages ago. And I was floored to see people walking on their knees into the direction of the cathedral. And when I asked my hostess, why were they doing that? She says it was in penance to something negative that they have done or that they thought their family had done, why they are suffering, why they have different illnesses. And I thought of myself that if I was to even kneel down on those hard roads, I could not move more than maybe a yard. If you remember what an old-fashioned yard is, it's more like a meter, yeah? But these people would walk miles because they thought that they had done something negative. But God takes us in a pathway. There are many of us who have had to walk in those pathways, and some of us who have taken the wrong turn, the wrong corner. The wrong way that we should not have gone. So God is telling you, if you are going on a pathway which is the wrong way, turn around. Cut that distance off, that pathway off, and go on another pathway which will guide you to the right place. If thy eye offends thee, pluck it out. Many of you don't know me. In my first life, I was an optometrist. And I thought, this is a really weird passage for me to preach. Yeah? But if you're looking at things that you know will not be good for your soul and your mind, then stop. Don't look at it anymore. So if you are to go this week and just remember a few things that I've told you this morning, it is that looking at things literally is not really the message that Jesus wants to give you. Jesus wants you to look at the text behind the text. You'll never read the Bible the same way anymore, because you'll be thinking, now what is Jesus saying to me today? What am I to think? I'm planning to do this, but is it the right thing for me to do? And in our church, where we are worried that we are not getting people coming in through our doors, then it is up to us to look and see what we are doing right or wrong, or for a group of us to go out in that new pathway and visit some of our people. Amen? And I think that's my message to you today. I don't know how long Reverend Richard speaks to you, but I know by now in Nashwauk I would see people. And I didn't see you guys doing it, so there you go. So may God bless you as you go out into the highways and byways this week. May God guide you as you read the Word of God, the Bible, and as you look for those texts behind the texts. Amen?